Earlier this month, Sitka's municipal administrator, John Leach, published an investigation into animal shelter operations. It revealed that local police euthanized 2 dogs and 4 cats by gunshot last September after taking over day-to-day management of the shelter. Sitka's animal shelter is under the umbrella of the police department, but generally day-to-day operations are managed by an animal control officer with the support of volunteers. But last July, the volunteer group Friends of Sitka Animal Shelter, or FOSAS, was barred from the building. When then ACO Olivia Magny went missing in late August and did not return to work, pets were left in the care of police. Christina Tierman is the president of FOSAS. She says the administrator's investigation confirmed what her group feared.
We had suspected that gunshot was the method of euthanasia for the dogs based on information we heard from community members, but we did not have confirmation on that until this report was released. So, you know, seeing that in writing was difficult. And we also did not have any information regarding the cats. So that was also new and again, very hard to read.
What frustrates Tierman and the volunteers is how preventable the situation was. She says when they found out the ACO was not managing the shelter, they reached out to offer police their help, but the offer was declined.
If we had known that, you know, this was going to be the outcome and the police department, you know, didn't have the time to care for these animals, we would have done everything we could to get them out of the shelter, adopt them into homes. I think many people would have adopted them if they had known that this was going to be the outcome.
The administrator's report was also hard to read for Sitka's veterinary community, none of whom were consulted before the animals were euthanized. Like Tierman, Dr. Tekoa Wolf said if any of them had been contacted by police ahead of time, things would have been different.
When there's practicing veterinarians that have always been available for help, we're always here to support the city, we're always here to support our community, we would have, you know, we're always here to help. And so I wonder why none of us were asked to help and why that relationship has been, you know, severed.
Wolf said she's glad the report was released to the public and appreciates the transparency, but disagrees with some of its findings. Wolf and 6 other vets in Sitka penned a letter to the local assembly on February 20th. The vets say the investigation's conclusion that the pets were euthanized following American Veterinary Medical Association guidelines is incorrect. The AVMA says gunshot can be considered an acceptable form of euthanasia under some circumstances. Arlie Reynolds is another vet who signed the letter.
So those limited circumstances are if the animal's an immediate threat to someone, like if it's aggressive or is a rabies suspect, or if it's so injured that moving it would cause more harm than euthanizing it in place. But other than those 2 instances, it's not okay.
The vet's letter points to another section of the AVMA that says gunshot should not be used for routine euthanasia of animals in municipal pounds or shelters. Reynolds spent years working in rural communities around the state with limited access to veterinary care. In those remote communities, gunshot euthanasia is more common.
They call it culling, where they actually have dog kill days and they will send a notice out to everybody to either tie up your dogs or put them inside, and any dog that's found unattached is shot.
But he said the practice is hard on those communities.
And that is incredibly traumatic, of course, to the dogs, but to the people doing the shooting. A lot of those village safety officers leave their job because of that. It's also really traumatic to the communities, you know, for just hearing the shots and knowing this is going on. And in several communities, there have been some really bad outcomes afterwards.
While the local vets disagree with the administrator's interpretation of AVMA euthanasia guidelines, they do agree that Sitka's due for a code change and a restructuring of its animal services. Tekoa Wolf says Sitka's code is outdated and a disaster waiting to happen. Reynolds agrees that the code should be updated to provide for not just animal control, but care.
And the city has supported the shelter, but it's not an official thing. It's not in their code. And the code was written back in the 70s, right? So it's 50 years old. And times have changed, our values have changed, and our ability to take care of animals has changed during that period of time. And so I think we need to update the code to really cover the way that folks here in Sitka would like to see animals cared for. We need to provide the resources so that we can actually have a shelter.
In response to the vet's letter and widespread concern over how police handled the euthanasias, Municipal Administrator Leach said he's open to reinvestigating and ensuring that the treatment of animals is consistent with community standards.
If the Assembly desires to put an independent investigator on it, in terms of whether or not the AVMA standards were followed, that's fine. We're very open to that. But my overall message is moving forward and making sure it doesn't happen again. That's really my focus at this point.
Changing city code will take some time. In the interim, the city and FOSIS have reached a tentative agreement on shelter operations for the next year, pending Assembly approval. The timing lines up with the hiring of Sitka's new animal control officer, who starts work this month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.